Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Sean here from Less EMF. By the way, I asked for a personal thing that you can actually ask Less EMF to do. I've got a big tower, which is custom-made, and we did it 2 years ago, and I've rebuilt it multiple times. The last major redo was a month ago to try to get rid of some error codes coming in with the Windows 10 blue screen of death, it's called. And, of course, it's a pretty powerful computer. I mean, it's liquid cooled with the most powerful ASUS motherboard and 32 RAM, most advanced RAM, etc. But it generates a lot of electromagnetic frequency, so I'm going to put a shield over it and just have little Velcro areas where the radiation coming off this isn't going to jam my DNA. Now, you have to understand, electropollution sends a false message to your DNA to shut off the ion channels that turn on your genes. So gene silencing happens because of biophoton noise. That's a real simple way of summarizing, isn't it? Biophoton jamming of DNA induction is the nature of the electrical world we live in. And it's made a lot worse with 5G networks, with smart meters, with bioelectric pollution in your home, which you get from step-down transformers and dimmer switches, etc. You can walk around with the little devices that we're going to hear from Sean that you can buy now very cheaply to figure out if there's electrical or electromagnetic pollution. For example, about 3 years ago, we purchased a, because we thought it was the most advanced thing you could get, one of these induction stovetops. And you couldn't use your old pans and pots. You had to have new ones. So we didn't throw them out, thank God. But my wife was feeling certain symptoms, and I was feeling symptoms near this induction stovetop. So I thought I'd contact Less EMF, and I got a device to actually measure it. I walked in the room, and 15, 20 feet away, even with the stovetop turned off, it went bonkers. It was screaming with this audible sound of, you're in danger, kind of, and screaming. You know, remember that that story? You probably heard that from Emil, right? Emil de Toffel, the head of the company. Yeah, it's almost hilarious, you know. So, and I'm a guy who should know better. I mean, I had my gigahertz solution device looking and pointing at the surrounding homes that still had smart meters on, and mine was off. I walk in, and this is after the smart meter thing was gone, years later, and I'm walking in, and we got rid of the damn thing. It was expensive, too, having an induction stovetop, you know, a couple thousand bucks. These are dangerous, and they're pushed like crazy in Europe. You go over in Europe, and they either have gas, which also generates nitrogen, you know, generates hydrogen, we call toxic gases, like in your home. But electropollution from these things, and they're even jamming all kinds of electrical toxins into the air, even when the damn thing's turned off, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, the average person doesn't know that. I mean, you know, why do they at 40 feel like they're 60? Because they are 60. Epigenetically, they're becoming elderly at a young age. I call the young elderly. We want the emergence of the welderly, which is old people that get younger and younger each year. But the toxic pollution in our environment, whether it's radio toxins from Fukushima or nearby nuclear plants or electrotoxins that are slapped right on the side of your home from a smart meter and your cell phone on the side of your head and your step-down transformers and your dirty electricity in your home, if you're not aware of this stuff, you're really going to hurt yourself. So let's talk about the meters first, the blocking walls, the blocking clothing. And, of course, we have this new antenna, which I put together, that is a, I think it's around a 10-inch antenna, right? What 10-inch is it?
8 or 10, yeah.
10. And the 10-inch antenna is connected by little alligator clips to an output from a little amp that I've put together, along with the various adjuster things to adjust the audio input-output. And you can I can send by Dropbox the share files for the specific MP3 for certain frequencies. For example, I have one playing a frequency right now in my study. So if you have a frequency, say, for blood pressure or for arthritis or for whatever, it's a combination of frequencies researched by Linus Pauling that is the atomic resonant frequency for amino acids and minerals, mainly minerals. And those mineral frequencies tend to entrain your tissues to open the ion channels to activate your genes. So it counteracts the activity of toxic electropollution, which is basically jamming our genes. And, you know, the bottom line is if I wanted to be real nasty, I could make a directed energy weapon that would turn on specific genes that are toxic to you or dangerous, just like the one that I know they're researching back in 1992 when they had an accident at the Pratt & Whitney Jet Aircraft Parts Plant. And they had an accident with a directed energy weapon project from DARPA being put in the back of this jet aircraft parts plant, making vanes for titanium alloyed vanes for Grumman Aerospace. And I said, well, if you don't tell me the whole story, you can all drop dead. So they freaked out and said, well, we'll tell you everything, Deagle. And they did. And people need to know that epigenetic frequencies there, just look at what's going on with Cuba and China, all these people are getting sick from infrasound. Or how you can actually buy these frequencies that actually make all your pests, like spiders and mice, leave your home because it drives them nuts. These are toxic. Sean, talk about how you can measure the toxic crap in your house or your office, because it doesn't matter. I mean, if you spend 8 hours in your office and you're getting fried and your genetics are being turned off, it's not good for you, is it?
It is not good for you at all. But that's why we have these setups, so that you can detect it. Very simply, very easily. As simple as holding the meter and keeping it on.
Right. What's amazing to me is how simple these devices are. And you describe it. For example, sometimes you just flip it on and it'll tell you on, off, if there's toxins in the air or electromagnetic fields that are being generated.
That's right. And but most of the time we get a strength measurement.
Right.
See just how bad it is.
Right. And how if you were actually... Let's say you had a business not just selling the equipment, but actually going home to home, and you had somebody hired somewhere in the country. And by the way, if you want to do that, get these devices and just put your name up on the local, you know, thing in your town or city, and you can walk around with these devices and charge a small fee for just telling people where the toxic stuff is happening in their home.
That's right.
I mean, you can do it as a business, and there's no restriction, and you can just put your name out there and say, hey, I'll scan your house. So you can get the equipment from Leslie MF and do that and say, then just tell them, you know, if you're listening to the show, help the bundle audience through us. Have it go through our link at Nutramedical, or just mention, hey, I heard this first on the Nutramedical Report, so you can charge it as a business and even make some money by your proxy selling the equipment.
Oh.
Because most people aren't aware, we are literally a 327 million guinea pigs. Yeah? Or
everyone's in the
Or beaker frogs, I call it, you know. Beaker frogs don't know they're in trouble until their legs are fried so they can't jump out of the beaker. Beaker frogs. It's pretty funny, eh? You just realize everybody... Some beaker frogs have lipstick on because they're female, and they wear a little kind of a pink necklace, you know, a little thing around their neck. And other beaker frogs have hat on because they're guy frogs. But they're all sitting there just in the beaker, totally unaware they're getting cooked. You got to visualize that.
I do like some frog legs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you don't want them cooked with electromagnetic pollution, though, right? I think they don't taste good.
No, that's not something you want to microwave.
Yeah, you don't want to microwave. By the way, microwaves, they should, if they change the name from microwave to DNA and protein coagulator, I think a lot of people would probably not want to eat it. They did a study on plants. If you microwave water and then pour it into the plant will die. You know why? It disrupts the harmonic resonant capacity of water to transmit frequencies regulating DNA in life. And if you pour microwave water on plants, they'll die. You don't do anything to the water. Just stick it in the microwave, warm it up, and the microwave, let it cool down so you can pour it on the plant when it's cool, and it'll kill the plants. Isn't that wild?
That is.
Yeah. People say, well, I microwave all kinds of stuff. I say, well, I said, well, let's see now. We're moving your date up for the, your biological demise. How's that? Your day when the doctor's going to look over the top of the glasses and tell you you have a terminal illness. The medical professional, of course, you can hear the cash register sounds in the background every time he passes you a new drug or a new surgical procedure. Right? Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Yeah, right? I can say these things. I've been on the inside of the medical profession, and it's disgusting, unfortunately. So the other thing is you have blocking walls and blocking material. You have clothing. You have canopies over the bed and even mats. You have all kinds of technology that can help. And you can measure not only that, you can measure outside radiation, ultraviolet B, C, and D. You can measure toxic radiotoxins in the air. So whatever you need, it's available at Let's EMF. So the main thing is get rid of the electro pollution now. Back in a moment with Sean. If you have questions, go through our link at Nutra Medical Shop. Buy product. Welcome back, and so Sean, so let's go through a couple of different categories of equipment and so on. I think your social media guy is going to set up a question process over at Les EMF. So if they go to the main website, they can ask questions. They'll get answers back. You call or email them back. And do mention that you're referred by NutraMedical.com, or you go through our hyperlink. They'll know that it was referred. Some of the products, for example, like our antenna, is directly over on Diagnostic and Therapeutics. You'll see the antenna there. And we ship it here. I actually gathered the different pieces of it, some from Les EMF, some from other places. And when I have it together, I actually do when I get your specific health condition, I send you the frequency map for the atomic resonance, the plasma resonance based on Linus Pauling's research for the specific minerals related to your illness. So if it's vascular disease or dementia or hypertension or renal failure, there's specific resonant frequencies that are helpful that I can broadcast through the antenna into your room or near you. And they'll help and train the tissues to actually increase the gene expression that actually helps you heal. What's going on in our world, we're actually silencing our genes with the toxic electro pollution in our environment. So let's go through the categories of equipment that are available right now. Because it's a very big problem, and it's being completely ignored because we don't have taste receptors or sight receptors that can actually tell us we're getting cooked as beaker frogs.
That's right, but we do have the meter to show us.
Our new senses, our epi-senses, let's call that epi-senses. These new epi-senses in these meters tell us you are being cooked.
That's right.
You might think your induction stovetop is wonderful, but it's cooking you as well as the meal.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, something that works on the principle of EMF right there.
Yeah.
It's just not a good
idea. It's bizarre. Isn't it bizarre?
Absolutely amazing that is actually a real thing.
It's like a kid watching the microwave and thinking it doesn't leak. And he's wondering, Mama, why am I getting cataracts? Mama, how come my skin is blistering? Mama, how come my tongue feels like it's swelling, like it's getting cooked?
But we do have protection for everything.
I know. Go ahead.
You get a little tough because you have to wrap them entirely in shielding material in order to get that kind of protection.
Well, you can wrap, for example, your step-down transformer for your little computer or your little step-down transformer for, say, your CPAP machine at night. So you can wrap it up in materials and it won't blast you with radiation just from the step-down transformer. That's one of the most common things, isn't it?
That it is. And, you know, being able to identify that that's what's happening is a huge part of this, because every type of EMF, and there's four out there, is going to require different shielding and a different method of shielding with those materials. So when we look at that, we've got low frequency, we've got high frequency. Low frequency is your wiring. It's the power distribution. We've got two types of EMF there. We've got magnetic fields and we've got electric fields, both of which require different meters in most cases, but they definitely require different materials and different methods of shielding. And that's really a big key here. Then we go to high frequency. And in high frequency, we still have another two different types. We've got the incorrect frequencies on your wiring. I know that you had an issue with that, with the dirty electricity there.
Right.
Nice and easy fix there, though. Just a meter that plugs into the outlet, gives you a reading, and then filters that you plug in.
You're talking about the sensor meter, right? The sensorizer?
The sensor stuff. So that one's a real easy fix. And then, of course, the radio frequencies, the wireless signals that are blanketing our country right now.
Oh, yeah. And of course, now they're talking about it. Even outgoing Governor Moonbeam Brown, I don't know why he had the epiphany of knowledge, but he decided to block 5G network in California. Now, a bunch of we call maniac globalist control freaks would have put 12,000 low-Earth orbit satellites with 5G over every square inch of the planet. They also want to be able to monitor it from space so they can imagery it down to the, read your newspaper from your over your shoulder from space. I think that's a little freaky, don't you? Don't you think that they're actually turning our world into a matrix?
Yeah, just a little on the excessive side there. I mean, this is straight up 1984 here. They just had the date wrong.
Well, I took care of the employees working at the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base, and I've actually walked through the quantum array of the Cray-4 array underground, 2 miles underground. And they had built a gallium arsenide quantum parallel processing gallium arsenide chip, but they didn't have to do it in space station, they did it on the ground. 11 months later, they killed Seymour Cray, who actually built and developed it. So I know not some of it about the Matrix, I know everything. And it scares the hell out of me that people aren't aware of electro pollution, but also the eventual plan by globalists to hack into your brain. They already, in a sense, doing it. We have electro pollution on your home. Just wonder why you're insomniac. You're insomniac because you got Wi-Fi networks in your home, and you got smart meters, and you got electrotoxins that are frying your brain and messing up your pineal gland. Duh, you know? It's one of those I call duh moments, you know, the guy from The Simpsons, you know? Remember how he worked at the nuclear plant, and he always goes, duh. You know, it's a da moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty funny, hey? You know, sometimes you get through to people with humor rather than trying to give them a good argument, right?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how people respond, and everyone's a little different.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit different. Talk about the top materials you would recommend. We have, of course, blocking clothing. We canopies over beds. And a lot of times...
Clothing is great, but... With this 5G rollout happening, we're looking at completely different methods now.
What will you need to block 5G? Because it's directional. It's like a beam heading directly to your home or your cell phone, whatever. It's not just a kind of a canopy thing where it just spreads out equally in every direction. It's actually directed energy, isn't it?
That's right. And not only that, it's a new frequency. It's a very high frequency. So we need to stick with nickel and copper. Those are the materials that are going to work with that. So we have several fabrics that are designed in this way. They're going to work very well, especially nickel-copper ripstop. Compared to other fabrics, it's very low cost, but it's one of the strongest things we have. So now we've got the material, now we have to think of directionality. So the only way that shielding works is by being between you and the source. That means between you and that antenna.
Yeah. And, of course, this is everywhere now. It's not just once in a while. And the interesting thing is a thing called frequency entrainment. Now, I'll use a little analogy. A few hundred years ago at the University of Edinburgh, they discovered these engineers in Scotland were pretty good. I mean, the engineers in Scotland developed the first boiler to actually become the basis for the train we have, like across the United States, Canada, and around the world, including the high-speed trains that are now a lot of them electric. But they used boilers, and they used coal back then. Now, they found out that if you had a bridge, whether it's a bridge for cars or for horses to go across, if you walk in cadence with an army over the bridge, the giant waves created by the cadence of the army walking over with all the guys, you know, all their collective weight, it would actually pop the rivets on the bridge and the bridge would fall down. Interesting. It was a few hundred years ago. So they realized, they went back and worked out the mathematics. It's called the mathematics of giant waves. So, for example, out in the ocean, when you see a giant wave occur, I'd say off of South Africa, it's because the wavelets combined to form a super wave. Well, same thing happens electromagnetically. If you're having a wavelet system develop, it's going to build a giant wave and rip your cells apart. And so if you have hundreds of thousands of smart meters chirping in the same frequency and cadence, and electropollution on the same frequency and cadence, the giant waves damage your cellular communication and your DNA.
No.
Dr. Bill.
Very good, Tony. We have Tony from Nutridyne, and Tony, do you have any good tough questions today? Because we're always ready to say, I want to change a lot of the way people think in the Western world or anywhere, and I'd rather to replace things like the IQ with a CI, I call it the Curiosity Index. And it makes people think, you know, people think, well, where do questions come from? My son Matthew has an interesting service available at MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. And they call it astrology, but it's actually doing symbological and mathematical analyses. And one thing that he can do is this thing called horological analysis. So when you get a question, it doesn't come out of the intellect or the emotion. It comes out of the soul or spirit or the higher self. And so when you ask tougher questions or good questions, it actually doesn't come out of your intellect. And if you analyze the specific time when it occurs, you can actually get the reason for the answer or the method of how to find the answer. The problem I see, very interesting. Now, what is a life form, for example? Well, eukaryotic cells in all animals in the world are an amalgam between prokaryotic mitochondrial DNA, which is a ring chromosome. And then in some cells or tissues, there could be half a million up to several million mitochondria. And they're constantly being replaced inside the cell. So once they get kind of chewed up and burned out, if the cell is a healthy cell, it gets rid of them. Now, cells are unhealthy. Diabetic cells, for example, have decreased mitophagy, so old damaged mitochondria hang around. That's interesting. It's one of the best electron microscopy changes in cells that are actually diabetic. Now, if you have the what's called the FOXO2 gene, your efficiency of your cell to get rid of old mitochondria, I call it the Trump effect of, you know, his old show, where he'd say, you're fired, mitochondria, get out of here, you know? And believe it or not, when you take Nutridyne, it increases that ability to fire mitochondria and to replace them with good new mitochondria, which is good. It's like if you have a service where you have runners, and they have to run or take their bicycle and bring messengers. Remember some of these people in downtown New York, you have these message runners, and they'll actually carry secure documents or small parcels. And they'll run all over downtown New York City, and they'll actually carry the parcel directly to a particular person, hand it to them personally. Well, they have to have high-speed bikes to go through traffic and zip around corners and everything. And that's what your body does. Now, if you don't have healthy cells where these runners are, you're going to not have healthy organs. And the problem is when you have old tissues and old mitochondria, your tissues get to be dysfunctional, and eventually you get multi-system organ failure and death. So what is aging? Aging is gene silencing, which causes decreased energetics in the cell, acidity rather than alkalinity, because when mitochondria are working well, your cells are oxygenated, they're epigenetically getting a better signal-to-noise ratio to activate DNA, and they're able to get rid of intracellular and extracellular pathogens. So mitochondria are pretty important. Now, the eukaryotic DNA is in a separate thing called the nucleoplasm. It's a little spheroid inside your cell. It contains all your eukaryotic DNA. So they're in two separate places. Mitochondrial DNA is all over the place inside the cytoplasm. The mitochondrial DNA is in a separate place from 30 times more likely to be affected by free radicals. So it's important that you take nutraceuticals to protect your mitochondrial DNA, and that your and every tissue in your body is actually, their oxidative metabolism is regulated by your autonomic nervous system, which regulates the removal of the 5' deiodinase enzyme to remove the 5' iodine off the molecule, which makes it turn from T4 to T3 that locks onto the crystal galli of your mitochondria and increase the oxidative metabolism by 4,000% more, 40,000% more than T4. So T3 is 4,000 times more likely to attach to the receptor and activate oxidative metabolism. T4 is not a hormone, it's a prohormone. And that's why synthetic thyroid is not as good, because it doesn't get bioactivated as easily as the a glandular thyroid, but you need a curve to have Neutrodyne to activate that, especially the plasma form of Neutrodyne in the monatomic resonant form, to induce the actual enzymes to actually cause the thyroid deiodinase to show up. Mm-hmm. When it shows up, you need 600 minerals, which are in your Minerals Plus. You need to have things like cell detox glutathione and selenium in order for that enzyme pathway to work. So you need seven minerals, including Neutrodyne. Now, the body makes a little bit of monoatomic iodine, but it's very little. And when it makes it, it has a harmonic signal effect of turning on genes to make the 5' deiodinase. So, and T3 doesn't last long. I mean, it has a half-life of 5.5 minutes. T4 has a half-life of 37.5 hours. Half-life means it takes that long for it to reduce to half the concentration. So in 5.5 minutes, whatever T3 your thyroid or your tissues convert, it's gone. So every compartment is different. The brown fat around your tissues, the white fat around your internal organs, your skeletal muscle, your brain, each compartment, your liver, is actually regulated independently of the other compartments. So your body's not a hopper. You can't just pour thyroid hormone in there. So T4, it's important to have some Neutrodyne. You don't need a whole lot. 5 drops twice a day is enough to activate your thyroid. If you're killing pathogens, you want to go to 15 drops 3 times a day, at least for 3 days to a week, and then you drop to half that dosage. But you don't need a whole lot. And it has an amazing effect in increasing the ability of your lymphocytes to create superoxide anion radical. That's the ultimate way to kill pathogens. It's like Star Wars death ray. It's equivalent to 100 million degree temperature, single oxygen. Pretty neat. And Neutrodyne helps your lymphocytes make it. Pretty cool, eh?
That is.
Now, do you have any questions about what, because there's always so much to learn about thyroid and about how the cells work. But basically, when a tissue gets sick, these are what are called Diegel's corollaries of life and disease. And number one corollary is all disease is in hypoxic and acidotic tissue that's anaerobic, period. That's like you know, if you want to call it the Ten Commandments of biological life form systems, this is like, you know, commandment number two or three. The first commandment is living material is an amalgam between eukaryotic and prokaryotic DNA. It's like honoring the father and the son, if you want to call it, like in the Bible. And number two is mitochondrial DNA is very fragile, and if you don't support and protect it and actually induce the oxidative metabolism, you're going to bioaccumulate toxins and stealth pathogens, and you're going to actually turn off genes. So go ahead with your top questions.
Well, I don't know if there's so much tough, but so it's things that people, symptoms that people experience. I was curious about, how does being iodine deficient, you know, and I'm sure there's many causes that can cause these symptoms, but being iodine deficient specifically, why does it cause fragile or peeling nails, damage, dry skin, or acne?
I couldn't quite hear you there. Your voice broke up a bit. Can you repeat that?
Right. So people who have fragile or peeling nails, damaged, dry skin, or acne, thinning or brittle hair, I'm sure there's a lot.
Yeah, you're talking about the symptoms of hypothyroidism, right? Which are clinical presentations, like their eyebrows break off when they rub against the pillow and their skin is dry and they've got, you know, they call it the thyroid mix edema, which means your skin feels like rubber, right?
Right. Okay. So those are all a lot of symptoms from being hypothyroid. And
yeah.
So how specifically, what does your Neutrodyne do to help combat these problems?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is that the Neutrodyne helps to cause you to bioactivate thyroid. And once you do it, you're able to absorb fatty acids in the body,
mm-hmm.
And you're able to then stop the dry skin. You're able to increase the ability to pump sodium out of cells and bump magnesium and potassium in. And so you get rid of extracellular fluid, which makes you have myxedema. You also stop building up hyaluronic acid in the tissues because you get an increase in hyaluronic acid polymer that builds up between tissues. That's why it becomes myxedematous. It's edema and hyaluronic acid polymer excess. There's the usual metabolism there. So that starts to go away. It looks like, for example, in your legs and arms and so on, like congestive heart failure, but it's actually not. And so it can occur on superior tissues that are not draining, like your legs. You can have it in your face or across your hands, and so you've got myxedema. So hypothyroidism is directly reversed by increasing T3, but it actually can be blocked by reverse T3. So if you have a high T3 and it's okay, it can be blocked by a high reverse T3 that actually makes you hypothyroid despite having enough T3 because it blocks the receptor.
Bacon love.
Your drive is very unique. In fact, it's interesting. We had a recent incident that was kind of fascinating. We had someone who was trying to fraud us by actually getting large shipments of Nutridyne to the UK, to London. And obviously, you know, people are starting to grasp that whatever iodine they have is inferior to plasma-activated iodine. It doesn't have the same properties as regular diatomic. So a lot of other people are marketing diatomic and calling it even nascent because they think it's clean, made from reagent-grade iodine. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the iodine that's even supposedly called nascent, a lot of it has contaminated heavy metals because where they mine the iodine crystals. But nobody else makes the iodine like you do for us, which is the plasma-activated monatomic form. Pretty amazing. So without getting into too much details, you take reagent-grade iodine, you shatter the bonds between diatomic iodine with a very powerful magnetic field of a specific frequency type. Then you can check afterward to see the spectral frequency pattern, which has changed because it's converted a great number of the molecules, are converted to a monoatomic plasma form. And it's interesting that the plasma form of minerals is what Linus Pauling discovered is a primary activator of DNA. Your DNA is not activated by diatomic forms of minerals like copper and zinc or anything else. It's actually the monoatomic harmonic resonant frequency that turns on gene induction. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, we have a mitochondrial and a eukaryotic mitochondrial alliance that's now under great damage. The amount of halide toxins from pesticides, radiotoxins and other toxins in the environment are actually feminizing the population, directly blocking mitochondrial function and reducing the redox potential of cells and tissues and the energetics of cells, so the ATP and NADH levels, which are the high-energy molecules, are reduced. It makes a huge difference in terms of whether a tissue or an organism is healthy or dying. And so we're doing everything we can to despoil the environment and become a causative element in an extinction-level event of pretty well every organism. Some of this pollution is halide toxins, others is scalar, like we talked about in the last segments with Sean from Less EMF. Do you have any questions about monatomic iodine? It's pretty amazing. It has a specific spectral frequency, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So whenever we do that analysis, we actually see, you know, a drop in the peak. Whenever we're doing it on the spectrophotometer, we see drops in peaks around 290 and 375 nanometers, and an increase in peaks around 220 and 230 nanometers. And this is where, you know, the nascent form of iodine is said to be. And so when we see that increase right there, we know that we're having a successful conversion.
Right. In other words, you're picking up that peak is the lambda or the frequency, right?
Right, it's the intensity of the absorption.
Now, the actual monatomic frequency, according to Linus Pauling, and I have his data right in front of me, is 189.14801 hertz. That's monatomic iodine. Now, when I do the epigenetic frequencies like our antenna, which I posted up yesterday, I give you a specific set of minerals that are helpful to heal tissues for different illnesses. Interesting, eh?
That is.
Yeah. Now, that set of minerals actually is a monoatomic harmonic resonant frequency. We play as an MP3, and you can put it through a broadcast antenna. You can put it through micro acupuncture needles over an acupoints or energy points over an organ. You can put it through the Sonic Life machine, and we're working when they get their new engineers from InLight Technologies to actually allow us through the Lumen Light Pads. The neat thing is that the monoatomic is really important, And when you raise someone's redox potential and you counteract their hypoxia of tissues, you counteract all disease. All diseases, any disease tissue, if you could actually do what's called a, Linus Pauling talked about a theoretical thing called a field ion scanner. And in order to do it, you need a supercomputer because you're actually able to pick up in the resonant frequency of every biomolecule and map it out electromagnetically. Interesting, eh?
That is. So what exactly happens whenever you raise the redox state? Does that have something to do with the electron transport chain and your ability to produce ATP?
Yeah, what happens is when you raise it, it increases the electron density in the cytochromes, and it increases the production of ATP and NADH. So when you raise the redox potential of cells with neutrodyne, you don't need a whole lot, but you know, 5 drops twice a day with someone with thyroid is all you need. If you have someone with a serious illness, when you raise the redox potential, you actually increase the neutrophil ability to generate superoxide anion radical that is the only thing that actually kills pathogens. People think, well, antibodies kill pathogens. I said, really? That's like saying putting ketchup on top of a pig will kill the pig. No, it doesn't. It may make your pork sausage taste better once the pig is killed and turned to pork sausage, but it has no effect at actually killing off any pathogens. Antibodies attach to proteins based on their protein amino acid sequence because of the specific arms of the immunoglobulin, but it has no lethal effect at all. So it's sort of the complement activation system, when you try to punch holes in cell membranes, it's not lethal. It's only singlet oxygen that's lethal. And your neutrophils have to be activated, and then the neutrodyne does that. It activates them so they're able to bind, seek, and destroy pathogens. Now, iodine has some properties by itself that's lethal, but it's primarily activating your T lymphocytes to become, you know, like special forces lymphocytes. How's that?
See.
Yeah.
So I also had a question about abnormal sleep patterns. People struggle to fall asleep or don't get enough. Does that have anything to do with the redox potential you're talking about?
Well, when people don't sleep, it's because their pineal gland is calcifying. By the way, neutrodyne will help to decalcify because it's usually due to fluoride, chloride, and bromide. Mm-hmm. And when you get calcification in your pineal gland, it not only connects the physical body to your soul, but it also regulates the pineal gland, which is the master gland of your body to regulate your reticular activating system for sleep and stem cell release, but also is supervisory over the hypothalamus and your pituitary gland. It's basically the time clock of your tissues. And so everything is running 180-minute time clock. So every 180 minutes, there's a little pulse of melatonin. It's regulated by your pineal. If your pineal is all calcified, along with the choroid plexus of your ventricles, you're not going to be healthy. You're not going to get a proper pulse of melatonin, and you're not going to activate the reticular activating cells to stay conscious and awake or to actually induce sleep, which allows your stem cells to come out of your bone marrow and out of your fatty tissues to actually be supervisory to rebuild any organ. By the way, those stem cells are not going to rebuild the organ. They're going to supervise the rebuilding. The rebuilding requires 300 biomolecules and at least 6 hormones. And that's what's in our new red deer velvet DR, which is unaltered because all other forms of red deer velvet get destroyed by stomach acid, pepsin, and digestive succus entericus, hormones coming out, enzymes coming out of the pancreas through the ampulla vater in the second part of the duodenum. So it's really important to realize what iodine does. And you don't need to take a lot. As they say, if you get one of our little droppers, 5 drops twice a day is easy if you're hypothyroid. If you got a pathogen the first 3 or 4 days, 15 drops 3 times a day, and then you can drop it down to half that dosage afterward if you got a serious infection like pneumonia or bone infection. But you don't need a whole lot for your immune cells to become much more effective at killing pathogens. Interesting, eh?
That is. So thyroid hormones, they regulate, you know, production in the pineal that's going on. So if you increase or even add iodine intake, you can kind of help your sleep pattern. I'm trying to figure out. So your sleep pattern is...
Well, if you want to improve sleep, you want to take 5-HTP cross and stress to go to reduce stress hormones because they block your pineal gland, releasing melatonin. The 5-HTP is 5-hydroxytryptophan because serotonin doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. And you need to take the B vitamins and bio-LVR so your body can bioconvert through the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes and the amino acids and things like tryptophan into serotonin and melatonin. So in the brain, the 5-HTP is converted to serotonin and melatonin, and which requires multi-steps. And that process requires our bio-LVR. You take with that, of course, the things to help improve the bioconversion of the 5', which is 4-scholin, colleus 4-scholii, and the Myco D2 and Micell D3, because you need those things to actually help. Vitamin D is very important for thyroid activation. If you're vitamin D deficient, you can't activate your thyroid. Isn't that interesting? And you also need selenium. Selenium supports glutathione peroxidase, because the glutathione peroxidase activity is one of the cofactors to help the 5' deiodination. So it's an orchestra of things you need. Neutrodyne is right at the top, though. If you don't have Neutrodyne, that's why you have iodine-deficient food, like in the Great Crescent of Ohio and Southern Alberta, Southern Ontario, Canada. You have a lot of basically genetic and infantile hypothyroidism, which is very dangerous. It can cause brain damage and developmental delays and microcephaly. The brain actually won't be normal size. So this is a cure for hypothyroidism and hypometabolism, is to take a small dosage of Neutrodyne along with our other nutrimeds, and you can not only fix hypothyroidism, but hypometabolism, which is not so easy to measure unless you measure core temperature, reverse thyroid hormone levels free, along with reverse T3 and T4. Hope I answered all your questions. Stay right there, Tony. We'll get your rebook.
You have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.